your home for high school football and the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
And, of course, you're listening to the Yolanda's Riverhouse Halftime Show, brought to you by Yolanda's Riverhouse in Ocean Gate. Watch Monday Night Football on 6 HD TVs and enjoy a free halftime buffet. Wouldn't mind that right now. On Thursday night and all day Sunday, not only watch football, but enjoy a special $5 food menu with great drink specials. Check it all out at yolandasriverhouse.com.
And we welcome you back here to Brick Memorial High School, just waiting for both teams to make their way back onto the field. The Scarlet Flyers of Neptune leading this one by a score of 28-21. Brick Memorial got off to the quick start. They led it 14-0 after a touchdown pass from Ryan Saplinski to Carl Kuhm, and then a Saplinski two-yard touchdown run. That was our scoring in the first quarter. Neptune able to answer back on the very first play from scrimmage in quarter number two. G. Patterson with a one-yard touchdown run. Brick Memorial made it 21-7 after Saplinski found Kuhm again, this time from 9 yards out. And then it was all Neptune, 21 straight points. A 60-yard touchdown pass, and then another one from Patterson via the ground. And then Patterson again going to the air, finding Sekou Harris. That won the difference in the scoring right now, 28-21. Also a two-point conversion thrown in there as well. Neptune on a roll right now, and as we said, they will receive the football to begin the second half. That could be dangerous for Brick Memorial as well. Kevin, check out some scores maybe?
Yeah, Matt, let me do that for you. It is, let's get the update here.
I can help you along too.
Toms River East leading Howell 21-7 in the third. Asbury Park has scored, but still trails Point Pleasant Beach 34-14 late in the third quarter.
Make that 41, Kevin.
41-14.
There you go. They just scored again, Beach.
Let's see. Homedale, a little bit of a surprise here, right? There was Homedale and Shore tied at 7. It is Mondon over Point Burrow 28-14 with just 3 minutes left in that game.
Middletown South leading Manasquan by a score of 28-13. Wall on top of Brick 11-6 after the Crimson Knights kick a field goal in that one.
RBC up on Freehold 21-0. They're going into the fourth quarter. Manasquan has scored. Middletown South, though, still leads 28-13. That one is late in the third quarter.
Just waiting for the teams here.
Boy, this is an endless halftime.
I say that every time we are at Brick Memorial. The Mustangs have to go all the way back to the school, waiting at some point for them to put up some kind of structure.
It was probably just as easy for Neptune to go back home, wouldn't you think? Like, go back to Neptune and, you know,
hop on the bus, drive back. Ed, what do you got going on down there? You got such a big smile on your face.
One of the officials, Mr. Zampel, is the son of Bob Zampel, who was a longtime official, retired, if you remember, in the All Shore game. He was my first principal that I worked for at Keyport High School in the late 60s, 1968. So just, you know, he recognized me, recognized my name, and I remember him when he wasn't even born, so that's how old I am, old as dirt. By the way,
we have moved into like the D material right now.
And homecoming night here at Brick Memorial. Last night was the homecoming dance because Memorial students had off today. It was an in-service day for the teachers, so they had the dance on Thursday night. And the king and queen were announced at the dance, and they were honored here as well as the King and Queen Court.
Get to the name.
Annie Kratolis and Anthony Miller, our old buddy, the King and Queen for 2012 Brick Memorial Homecoming. And a well-earned award by both. Anthony Miller, of course, the popular student athlete here, which hopefully after his surgery can come back. You know, come back and maybe wrestle part of the season. And Annie, a very pretty young lady.
Okay, Ed.
Hey, I don't see any teams on the field, so I'm going to keep talking.
By the way, I did hear Anthony is planning to major in physical education in college and would like to resume his football and wrestling career. So let's.
Does he know where he's going?
Oh, no, he does not. No, he does not. Maybe you get one of the officials. There's my old friend Bill Ditchka standing on the 50-yard line. Longtime official. Dentist by profession.
Here you go.
And dentist by profession. Seaside Heights lifeguard in the summer for 1,000 years.
I'm going to go see if I could get an appointment. Hey, got a note today from Will Wolcannon, of course, Brick Memorial star a few years back, out from California. He's listening to us tonight, so a big hello to Will, one of the all-time greats here at Brick Memorial.
Boy, he was a one-man wrecking crew his senior year. As good a defensive player as we've watched at the high school level.
And if Will could get here on the red eye, maybe we could suit him up. And he's as quick as some of these Neptune skill position players. What do you think?
Nobody's wearing his number.
No, I think that's one that may eventually be outlined in yellow. And you know what that means up there if you have that new updated roster.
I do. Five of those.
Five retired numbers here at Brick Memorial. I think the last being Garrett Graham, who we spoke to last night, number 16. Before that, it was Vinny Dallicardillo.
Brian Bolin.
Brian Bolin, of course, the quarterback who went on to have a tremendous career at Monmouth University. Still holds some records up there, right, Matt?
Yo, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Boy, he did have a great career.
Far and away. Jeff
Munster.
Munster.
Yep.
And Dean Canabrocchi?
Yep, Dean Canabrocchi, who's a state trooper now, local state trooper.
Probably provided Brick Memorial with one of their great athletic moments in school history.
I know what you're going to say. The pin against Timmy Ryu, right?
Shore Conference Wrestling Tournament Finals, final match, heavyweights. Timmy Ryu from Toms of Reese was a prohibitive favorite. And Dean got him in a move, got him in a, I think he kind of wrist wrapped him up, took him to the ground. I was there, and I don't know if I've ever heard a gym like that detonate.
And that was before the weight limitations of 285.
Yeah.
Because Timmy had over three bills.
Yeah, I was going to say, Timmy had him by more than a six-pack, man. I'll tell you what. He was a big dude, nice guy, both good guys. And, yeah.
Still see Dean around town quite a bit and at all Brick Memorial functions. I see the Neptune is in their end zone to my right, and Memorial buses have just pulled in.
By the way, if you're just joining us, we're officially in the how much time can you kill category.
There is a game set to resume at some point.
There are probably some people who went home and maybe we'll come back because this has been. And by the way, while it was homecoming, the length of halftime had nothing to do with homecoming.
No.
It was a 3-minute process because Zed said they had it last night. But with the teams having to go back on the buses to the school and the whole thing, I mean, this is.
And we got that favorite time on the scoreboard, Kevin. I know you like it, that 3-minute warm-up
period.
Wow.
How nice is that, Ed?
Going to save that for after the game.
Ed, I'm sorry you're on the field. We were just given sausage sandwiches. Let me tell you.
Is there a Storetti playing tonight?
This is nice. Let me think. Oh, boy, look at that.
Oh, boy.
And I didn't eat dinner tonight. Mm. Oh, man, with the onions and the sauce.
Time for a timeout. Time for a commercial break.
I think so.
An extended commercial break.
We'll that compliments this of the concession stand here at Brick Memorial or a parent. Who was it?
Nice gentleman working up in the box, helping with the spotting and all that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We will take a 3-minute timeout. Neptune has reorganized end zone to
really good.
Our left. We're hoping that by the time we come back from our 3-minute break, Brick Memorial will have made their way onto the field as well. You're listening to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week. It is Neptune 28, Brick Memorial 21. We're back in 3 minutes with more on 105.7 The Hawk.
For complete high school football coverage anytime, log on to ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7TheHawk.com.
And tonight's game is always presented by Open MRI of Wall. Put your trust in physician-owned and operated Open MRI and Diagnostic Imaging of Wall, the premier medical imaging provider at the Jersey Shore. We are almost ready to start the second half, but Special thanks from the broadcast crew up here in the press box to Chris and the Brick Memorial Parents Club, because during that long halftime, we dined on one of the great sausage sandwiches ever made at a high school football game. I guess they sell that? I'll tell you what, I'd come here on a Friday night, even if I weren't doing a game, just to get the sausage. Boy, if they sell that in a refreshment stand, let me tell you what, somebody's got a great recipe. Brad, Matt, and I truly want to thank the Memorial Parents Club, and Ed has other thoughts.
Solid.
That was good.
Solid, for sure.
Could not have been better.
Well, guess what, Kevin?
Yeah.
Brick Memorial back on the field.
Hey!
We will play the second half.
I got to tell Sarluka this one because I don't know if he knows.
Go ahead.
Eddie, I just got a text.
From?
Our friend Denny D.
Who?
Denny D.
Oh, Denny. Okay. He was here tonight.
Vinny Dallarcadillo has just been named acting principal at Shore Regional High School.
Very nice. So former very nice.
Great Stang. Great player. Great athlete here. So I thought you'd get a kick out of that. Maybe go through some of those scores, Matt, before we get set to start the second half. A lot of these now have been updated. Wall leads Brick 11-6. They're going into the fourth quarter. Obviously not much offense there. Point Beach 47, Asbury Park 14. I think that is a stunner.
I think that'll get John Wagner on our show Thursday. What do you think?
I hope so. Old Bridge over Middletown North 21-6. That game is late in that one. Red Bank Catholic over Friel 28-0. That one in the fourth quarter. And I think everything else. Mondon does beat Point Barrow 28-14. So the Griffins, who lost, 40-0 in week one to St. John Vianney, take over sole possession of the Class B South lead. They're 3-0 in the division. Howell has scored. Tom Zavrice, though, leads the Rebels 21-14. That game was just going to the fourth quarter.
28-21 that game, Kevin. Howell has scored again with about 5 minutes left, now 28-21.
Tom Zavrice.
Correct.
Okay, so the Raiders still up 7 there. So there you go.
All right, so Neptune will get the football back as we begin the second half of play. Obviously no one with any late dinner plans for tonight with the length of that halftime.
I mean, I know there's some obstacles to overcome here, but...
How about these offensive numbers, guys? I just got the official numbers. Brick Memorial, 276 yards total offense. Neptune, 275 yards of total offense.
Kind 550.
Yeah.
We're on pace for 1,000 yards of offense. I think the real question here, Ed, truthfully, is can Memorial stay with Neptune in the second half? Has the bubble been burst? I think clearly... Clearly, and I don't think this is an understatement, Memorial has to come up with a stop on this series.
Yeah, they haven't stopped them. Oh, yeah, one time, the first possession.
That's correct.
And Neptune basically stopped themselves, really, with that loss on third down and forced the punt. But, yeah, you're right. They got to come up big defensively.
Here we go.
Here we go. Ryan Saplinski steps into it, kicks off. It is fielded back deep by Kyle Lewis inside his own 10-yard. Lewis, far sideline. Stays on his feet, dances out past the 35, and takes it to about the 36, maybe the 37-yard line. Stop made by Mike Basile. It will be first down and 10 for Neptune. We will learn a lot about this game from this opening series. Neptune has scored 21 consecutive points to now lead this one by a score of 28-21. Middletown South with a 42-13 advantage on Manasquan. The Big Blue about to fall to 1-3 on the season. G. Patterson, such a solid first half. Going to go right back to work here in half number two. Empty the backfield. Send trips out to the left and two receivers back to the right. Ball set from the right hash mark. Four man front with a blitz coming. Man wide open, Jeff Fairbanks, who alligator armed it a little bit, was intending to be hit. Couldn't hang on to the football. Incompletion brings up a second and 10.
That might have been the longest halftime I've ever sat through.
It was long.
I mean, we're over 2 hours into the game, right?
And the game didn't start on time either, if
That's
you remember.
That's true, yeah.
Memorial was slow to come out and kick the ball off. Second and 10. from the Neptune 37-yard line. Stangs come this time with a three-man front. Over the middle, it's intercepted. Picked off by Costa. He's got a lane down the near sideline to the 15. Cuts back against the grain. Inside the 10. Inside the 5. And dives forward. Touchdown. How about that? Brick Memorial coming through after they had given Neptune 14 points on the board with turnovers. They answer back with 6 of their own via an interception from the junior middle linebacker, Nick Costa.
I think that's what they say. That's just what the doctor ordered.
Well, if you asked me a question on what Memorial would do to start the half, I wouldn't think it'd be a pick six, especially by Nick Costa. What a tremendous run back, Matt.
11:35 remaining. Patterson making his first mistake of the night. The extra point from Saplinski up and in. And we've got ourselves a tie ball game. All square now with 28. 11:35 remaining in the third quarter. Kevin just finishing the sausage sandwich. He couldn't even digest it before that play. Getting up and running. Big time play from Nick Costa to get his team right back into it. And Brick Memorial, in the span of 25 seconds, will kick off for the second time in the second half.
How far did he run that one back, Matt?
I'm going to say about 35.
43, guys, officially. All 43.
Right. Big time play from Nick Costa. He's given some life back to the stands and the fans here at Brick Memorial, which had a very quiet second quarter.
Yeah, 43-yard return, and I'm telling you, he must have went through 11 white shirts and maybe some of them twice as he cut back two or three different times and got into the end zone.
Harrison Lewis back deep. He'll await the kick from Saplinski again.
So we've had three turnovers in the game, and all three have led to touchdowns, one directly and two off that possession. I don't know what the problem is here. The officials are pointing at the sideline.
Another ball to kick? Different ball?
Oh, that's what it must be. Okay, yep.
Yeah, the ball, the extra point ball, which is the kicking ball. You know how, you know, temperamental these kickers are. They have kicking balls, they have throwing balls, and so on.
Saplinski back on.
Listen, in my day, there was a game ball, and that was the ball that everyone used for the whole game.
Exactly, and I think we used it in practice also.
Wall now up on Brick by a score of 18-6.
Green Dragons have really struggled on offense.
Onside kick. Saplinski popped it up, but popped it right up to James King. Not the worst time to pull that out, but Neptune's now got it in great field position on their own 45-yard line. About 3 minutes to go. Howell and Tom Zavarese with the Raiders still leading 28-21. Rebels do have the football. That one in the fourth quarter. We're just getting up and running here in the third quarter.
Yeah, where everyone's going to be long done before this one is over.
Point Beach on top of Asbury Park, 54-20.
What an exclamation point for the Garnet Gulls. We should talk a little bit about that game and what the heck apparently has become a bitter rivalry.
Five wide receivers here for Patterson. Three left, two right. All of them into the pattern here. Patterson goes over the middle, and Harris upended by Basile as he got his hands on the football to jar the ball loose and incompletion to bring up second and 10.
Boy, nice job by Basile that time, who made his name as a sophomore last year on the defensive side of the ball and has done it all this year.
By the way, guys, that onside try right there, not called on the sideline.
Okay. That might result in a little conversation at some point.
I asked the special teams coach, and so, unless he was lying to me.
Four-man front now for Brick Memorial. They blitz on the outside. Patterson able to elude the rush, throw over the middle, almost intercepted again by Costa, same man. Intended target was Miles Martin. That ball's incomplete and brings up third and 10. Charging hard on the blitz was Yanni Kitchalakis, the outside linebacker.
Well, there's already a change, Matt, from the first half because they really sat back.
Good call, Kevin.
Right, exactly. On defense, and now they put pressure on it. I don't think Neptune was really prepared for it.
Well, Memorial makes the first chess move. Now
yep.
It's up to Neptune to compensate, maybe keep one of those wings in the backfield to block. And there, Harris, you saw, just moved in tighter there.
Basile will blitz. Runs by Patterson, who's got a man open. The target is number three. Keyshawn Rice will make the catch and run forward into Memorial territory, get down to the 28-yard line. If you're going to go after him, you better get him.
Oh, Mike Basile's got to hate himself right about now. Just for a moment, came clear through on the safety blitz, and that's a case sometimes where you got to slow down a little bit, and he basically just kind of ran by Patterson, who sidestepped him and found a receiver for a big first down on a third and 10.
So every play now, Brick Memorial seemingly blitzing at least one. Minute gone by in the third quarter. Mustangs back to a four-man front. They'll drop seven here. Patterson with time. Now steps up in the pocket. Fumbles the football, and Brick Memorial gets it back.
Cody Pinhoe.
Pinhoe on the recovery. I believe it was Lombardo from the backside to pop it out.
Yeah, Patterson never saw him. That good call. He came from backside. He had sidestepped the pocket a little bit, and I think it was Lombardo who came from behind. Ball went to the turf. There were two green jerseys there. Pino came up with it, and Memorial now with a chance to regain the lead.
Yeah, back. And that time it was just the front guys. No blitz that time by Memorial.
Back-to-back turnovers for Neptune, just as Brick Memorial did in the second quarter. Here's the inside carry. Goes to Costa, who will pick up about 3.5. And lead Brick Memorial with a 2nd and 7. So much action, we're not yet 90 seconds into this third quarter.
If you've left the game, if your game you were at tonight is over, you can come over here and catch this one because we'll be here till about midnight.
Absolutely.
And if you can't come, turn on the radio and yeah. Listen to us, that's for sure, because we're going to have a wild finish to this one. 28-7.
Brick Memorial breaking from the huddle. Carl Kuhm has got a couple of touchdown receptions tonight, splitting out as a receiver to the left side. Johans staying back to the right. Now some movement as Saplinski going over to talk to Basile. And Brick Memorial all out of sorts on that play. They will have to use a timeout. Now in the first half, Brick Memorial went through all three of their timeouts. Ed, I don't think in this game you want to waste one. Not yet two minutes in.
Well, the back judge had started his count. They only had about 2 seconds left. Walt Curry saw that, so can't afford 5 yards here on this 2nd and 7. So that's why he had to use the timeout here. It's a crucial second down call right here. You don't want to make it 2nd and 12 here.
And I think what you really want to say is you don't want to give the ball up.
Exactly.
The fear here is you almost feel compelled to score every time you have it.
Yeah, but don't forget now, they've turned it over twice. Teams are going to make mistakes.
I understand that, but if this was a 0-0 game, I don't know that you burn a timeout there. Okay, well, if we have to punt it away, we punt it away. But in this game, the pressure to score each and every possession is as great as you'll almost ever see in a high school game.
Well, remember the last time they used an early timeout in the first quarter, they threw a 76-yarder to Carl Kuhm.
2nd down and 7 now. Basile will go in motion. Option off the right side. Flag down. Saplinski off to the races, will cut back, get good yardage, stay on his feet in the Neptune territory, but I think this one is coming back.
Yep, the referee's bringing him back, so I'm going to see that's some kind of motion penalty.
Yeah, it's coming back. That's yep. A big play right there.
I think a hold, Kevin.
You do?
I think it was thrown by the umpire.
Oh, you're right. Good call, Matt. It was quick then. That had to be one of those right on the line. That was the reason why the
pull a guy down.
Exactly.
Kind of
that was, about a 40-yard run, too?
Holmdel and Shore Regional are headed to overtime, tied at 7.
Boy, how about the job Frank Papali has done at Holmdel? We had him on after week one on our Barnabas Health High School football show on a Thursday night. And
Red Bank Catholic with their third shutout of the season. They beat Freehold Borough 28-0.
I don't think they get tested for a couple more weeks, right, when they play Middletown South?
Be a good test. After the penalty, second down and 15. 9.5 minutes to go. Quick little pop pass over the middle. Pinho will make the catch, but it was thrown low as he had to go down and get it. We'll pick up about 7, and we'll leave the Mustangs here with a third down and 7.
That poor pass that time actually cost him what could have been a first down.
Exactly. If he throws it up in the air and gets it in his stomach, Pinho could still be running and easily could have picked up the first down. We're right back where we started now before the penalty, so 3rd and 7.
Ball spotted right now at the Brick Memorial 32-yard line. Trips formation this time out to the left side of the formation. Basile is the single man back to the right. Another option play off the left side. Saplinski will keep it. He will not have a first down. Gets out to the 37-yard line, but going to be about 2 yards shy of a first down.
And I believe this will be the first Memorial punt of the night.
That is correct. Saplinski will go back into punt formation.
Keep one thing in mind.
I know what you're going to say.
I mean, they pulled out all stops tonight, and look at this formation right here.
They go 3 wide to either side. Now they will call everyone
back in. Still not unlikely that Saplinski may do something out of this.
Pinho, the guy who calls the cadence. High snap. Saplinski gets it with pressure coming. Gets off a wobbly kick. Bounces at the 30-yard line. And now will trickle down to the 15, where it will be down by Mike Basile. Bad decision that time by Miles Martin to not field it. It cost his team about 15 yards of field position. And now Neptune will get the football back with 7:57 remaining in the third quarter. 1st and 10 from their 15-yard line. We are tied at 28.
Well, Neptune's first two possessions of this second half resulted in turnovers. An interception run back for a touchdown by Nick Costa, then a lost fumble by A.G. Patterson that did not cost them any points.
Patterson gets the offense set. Everyone checks the armband as Patterson now barks out the play call to the left side of the formation. He's got trips right. Two guys back to the left. They'll all go into the pattern here. Pressure coming. Patterson lofting one deep down the field. Looking for Fairbanks. Batted away at the last second. Great coverage and a great play by Brandon Martinez, who pops in. Martinez at just 5'8 on the roster. Had to stretch out and get that.
I'd given up about 6 inches covering Fairbanks, and he did a great, great job. Ran stride for stride. Stride had good inside position. Did not have to go over the back. Just played that one like a defensive backfield coach would draw it up.
I tell you, Neptune, Matt, and Kevin, they just never take their foot off the pedal, do they? Never.
2nd down and 10 coming up now. 7:50 remaining in the third quarter. 28-28 the score. Again, trips right. Two guys back to the left side of the formation. Patterson, quick pass this time to the outside. Martin can't hang on to it.
Wow, you know what he did that time, Matt?
Turned up field. Yep. Wanted to run before he had the ball.
Absolutely.
The thing so far now in the second half, I believe, guys, and back me up on this, is the interception, I think, has told Memorial that they, yes, can win this football game. You know, after a tough first half, especially the last 5 or 6 minutes, I think they now believe that they could win this game.
I think they'll bring a little pressure here.
3rd and 10. 4-man rush. Here comes Basile off the corner. Patterson steps up in the pocket. In trouble. Gets off of one guy but cannot get off of another. And it was Basile who will get credited for the sack. But give a lot of credit to Rich Kuhn, who was the first man that made Patterson step up in the pocket.
Absolutely, Matt. Good call. Because Basile missed him the first time. Same thing, came from the same spot and kind of ran past him again. But by Kuhn forcing him to step up, then Basile was able to come back around and get him from behind. Force Neptune the punt, and Memorial should get good field position out of this Keith Kirkwood punt.
Neptune was a player short. Keyshawn Rice runs on. Kirkwood will punt it from his own end zone.
Let's see if he's got one of these 50-yarders that we saw in the pregame, Kevin.
Brick Memorial looks like they are bringing pressure. Kirkwood hangs a pretty good one. We'll send Basile back to the 50-yard line, able to step forward, and will take it to the Neptune 48. I think Memorial coach is looking for some kind of interference on that play, saying maybe Basile didn't have room to catch the football.
Well, he made a pretty good catch of a tough punt, and Kirkwood, let's give him some credit. He did a nice job punting from his own end zone. But Memorial on the Neptune side of the 50.
Yeah, great field position here to start this drive with 6:50 left in the third quarter. We are tied at 28.
Mustangs break from the huddle here. Slot receivers to either side. Basile in motion from left to right. Saplinski will keep it. Off right guard. Pick up four to the 44-yard line. Bring up second and six. Giddens on the tackle. Shaquille Giddens. Final score. Point Beach knocks off Asbury Park 54-20.
Wow.
Big win for the Garnet Gulls in B Central and in Central Jersey Group 1.
Absolutely. That is a signature win for Point Pleasant Beach for sure.
Second and six. Saplinski, option to the left side. Basile's got it. He turns the corner, gets upfield, bumped out of bounds. There is a flag down right at the line of scrimmage. Hold everything.
You would think it's a hold.
Basile got the corner pretty easy. Maybe got the corner
too easy.
Pretty easy because of the yellow hanky that's on the ground right now.
Yeah, after not too many calls on that, those holding calls, all of a sudden we've had quite a few of them this half.
It is a hold. Was thrown a line, a yard over the line of scrimmage. 10-yard penalty will back the ball into Brick Memorial territory, and they will spot it at the 46.
Well, you know, this now, it's funny how in this second half, all of a sudden we've had turnovers, we've had costly penalties, and the things we really didn't have in the first half. And you know, this will eventually decide the outcome. Brick Memorial cannot afford to do this.
Second and 16 coming up for the Mustangs.
I will say this, though. They have picked up big chunks of yardage, you know, and, you know, all night they've done it. But it does make it a little bit more difficult.
Trips off to the right. Basile, the single wingman, back to the left side of the formation. Saplinski, straight drop back, wanted to throw. Flares one to the outside and skies it past Johans, who cannot make the catch. It'll bring up third down and long.
Good pressure that time. John Gomez among those who got in on Saplinski. And again, I don't think Ryan really had time to set and throw when he wanted to. Maybe just a step earlier, and that usually leads to an incomplete pass, and it'll be third down and a whole bunch, third and about 16 here.
Yeah, the thing I didn't like about that pattern was that Pinhole, Hans, and Coombe were all in the same area.
They were open, though.
Yeah, they were.
It wasn't a very good throw.
Exactly.
I think maybe Saplinski just didn't know who to give it to.
Right.
Trips again, this down to the right. Basile in motion, movement from Neptune. A couple times the Scarlet Flyers have gotten an early start. This will give Brick Memorial plus five. It'll set up third and 11 rather than third and 16.
It helps.
You know, I'll make a statement here. Could it be that maybe kids are starting to get tired, Matt? You know, I mean, they've been on the field both ways. They've played a lot of football. Let's face it, they've played a whole football game already, and we still got 5:30 left in this third quarter. When you get lazy, you know, when you get tired, you get lazy, and that's what causes penalties.
I'm also going to say the long halftime did not help.
Anybody.
Seriously.
Third and 11. Basile went in motion. Now going to change his mind, reset himself to the left side of the formation. Trips wide side to the right. Now Basile back in motion again. Option this time, fumbled ball. Basile will cover, but with a loss of seven on the play, Brick Memorial will have to punt again on fourth down here at about 18.
Shaquille Gittens and Sekou Harris kind of blew up that play, got a lot of pressure in the backfield. Never really were able to make the connection there. So
Fairbanks going back deep here along with Miles Martin. Stangs again with an awkward-looking lineup, and awkward only that it's unconventional. Three receivers off to the left and three to the right with three guys in the middle. They'll snap it that way. And Saplinski will get off a high spiraling kick. Fairbanks fields it from inside his 20-yard line, dances to the 25, spins forward to the 27, where he is upended, covering down the field, Gio Margola. And with 4:47 remaining in quarter number three, still tied at 28, Neptune will get the football back here, first down and 10. Final score as Middletown South knocks off Manasquan, 42-13. Minute to play. Toms River East still leading Howe, 28-21. Patterson wanting to throw, rolls off to his right, dumps it off to the far sideline, the Neptune sideline, to Fairbanks, who will make the catch and pick up about three, brings up a second and seven.
And one thing you have to say, Memorial has definitely changed the look on defense, and I think they're giving Neptune more things to worry about. Are they blitzing? Are they staying back? What are they doing? Four-man front, whatever. At least they've mixed it up a little bit.
Patterson now giving instructions to his offensive team. It'll be Rice, Kirkwood, and Martin all to the left side of the formation. Harrison, Fairbanks up top to the right. Patterson wants to throw. Again, goes far sideline. Fairbanks will make the catch, stay on his feet, spin out of a tackle, and come forward for a gain of about eight. It'll be enough for a first down out to the 40-yard line, where Neptune will have it still on their end of the 40-yard line. First down and 10.
Missed tackle that time, and Fairbanks did a great job of breaking through the grasp and getting the first down. Ball sitting right on the Neptune 40.
Patterson with that empty. Back here from Brick Memorial. Apologize for the quick little technical delay, but we are back here and running. 2:49 remaining in this third quarter. 28-28 is the score. Neptune with the football, first down and 10. From the Brick Memorial 38-yard line. Patterson wants to go quarterback draw. He'll stretch it forward. Stop just shy of the 35-yard line for a short gain to bring up second down and long. Tackle made by Chaz Hawk, backup defensive lineman, who's seen some extensive play here tonight.
Really did a good job to keep Patterson from escaping, getting downfield.
2:20 remaining, clock moving. Neptune taking a lot of time in between plays here as Patterson getting the instructions from Mark Ciccatelli, the Neptune head coach. Back judge now starting to count inside of five, and Neptune going to have to use a timeout. Just took way too much time to get that play to the line of scrimmage. We will keep it here with 2:03 to go in the third quarter. Neptune 28, Brick Memorial 28.
Different game this half, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of strange. No offensive touchdowns yet. One defensive score for Memorial on the 43-yard return of an interception by Nick Costa has tied it up at 28. Yeah, but both teams, again, I reiterate, I think both teams feeling a little tired right now. It's been a long football game. It's a hot, humid, sticky night. Hey, who's going to have anything left in the tank is going to win this ball game.
Well, it's settled down. Can I get a little support from you that I think that long halftime may have had an impact on the players?
I agree. I do. I definitely
Everyone
agree.
Just not as crisp in this second half. Now, certainly adjustments have been made. Credit the coaches.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to go with. Yeah, I think the coaches have adjusted somewhat. Both defensive coaches and staffs.
Second down here, let's call it eight with 2:03 to go in the third quarter. And Neptune back to work offensively. Patterson gets it, has time, throws from his back foot, far sideline, wanting Fairbanks. And again, it is that man Martinez on the coverage. How about Brandon Martinez here, Kevin, in the second half, running step for step with some of these Neptune wide receivers?
Listen, he's out there all by himself giving up 6 inches to Fairbanks. I mean, he's in no man's land. But that one was underthrown just a bit. A little too much air on that one for Patterson, who just looks like he almost flicks his wrist. I mean, he really doesn't get his whole body into it. It's just all arm and wrist, and the ball, you know.
It goes.
It does go.
Keensburg up 21-7 in the fourth quarter on Highland Park as we update some scores. Third and eight, Patterson wanting bubble screen set up. That one almost intercepted. It was Costa who read it well, broke up the play, and it will bring up a fourth down, maybe four down territory here for Neptune.
Well, you've heard the expression, he blew up the play. That was what Nick Costa did right there that time. He read it, got so all the linemen there kind of blasted right through it, and I agree with you, it is four down territory.
Yeah, they're going to go for it. You know, I have to believe if there wasn't a lot of congestion there, Costa might have picked that one off.
Let's see if Basile blitzes in this position. He's done it a couple times tonight.
Tom Zavarese holds off and beats Howell 28-21. Fourth down and eight with a 1:51 to go in the third quarter. Five out in the pattern for Neptune. Pressure coming. Patterson in trouble and will get sacked. Coming hard on the blitz, Gio Mergola, number 30. First man on the scene, got some help from his defensive mates, but Mergola, it was his turn to blitz, and he cashed in on the sack.
Sure did, and he didn't let him get away. Hung on to the leg and said, come on, guys, somebody finish him off. And they did, so a big fourth down stop by the Stangs, who will take over. Great field position at their 40-yard line in a tie ball game late in the third quarter.
Minute 47 ago in quarter number three. Can't believe we still got a whole nother quarter's worth of football here tonight. From the 40-yard line, Brick Memorial has it on their side of midfield. Basile in motion from the wingback spot to the right. Option play back to the right side for Basile. Hit at the 44, dropped at the 44. Good open field tackle made that time by Miles Martin, who was among the white jerseys charging hard.
Coming up at the end of tonight's game are Cleese Bar and Grill Ocean Trophies Player of the Game. The list of candidates is endless. And with a quarter left, we could be adding names to that list before this one is over.
Just a quick reminder as well, next Friday night we'll go B-South style with Barnegat visiting Central.
And that should be the first game for Barnegat to finally get eligible. Their highly touted quarterback, I lost his last name.
Second.
I'm tired.
Hey, I'm shocked you remembered the first name. That's not an easy one to remember, Sinjin.
Trips off to the right. Basile in motion again. Here's the inside carry. Goes to Costa, who is taken down at the line of scrimmage. Giving chase was Sean Gomez, who will make the tackle and bring up a third and seven. We're inside of 30 seconds now remaining in this third quarter.
One thing Neptune has done, Matt and Kevin, is stop Costa on that dive, not picking up the yardage he did in the first half.
And sometimes, Ed, as unceremonious or unexciting as that play is, it is very important to have success on that fullback dive.
Yeah, it opens up Saplinski on the keeper.
Saplinski wants to throw here on third down. He'll step up in the pocket, keep the play alive, rolling left, hit as he throws it up in the air. Pinho will make the catch at the 25-yard line, right in front of a defensive back. Wow! Saplinski tossed that one up there, just hoping for success, and Cody Pinho was on the other side of it. That takes us to the end of the third quarter. Brick Memorial will have it first down and 10 from the Neptune 16-yard line when we come back from a 30-second timeout. 28-28 the score. Stick around for this one. It's just getting a bit more interesting. We're back right after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.